The Latinitas in Progress Education Series aims to familiarize senior high school Latinas with college and equip them with the means to succeed in their personal and professional life. The Latinas in Progress Education Series consists of 5 learning sessions, volunteer opportunities, and a mentorship component. The sessions are taught at partner colleges and community centers one Saturday a month during the school year from January to May. This year's first session happens on Saturday, January 23rd at the main library in downtown El Paso. Here to talk about Latinitas is Alicia Rascon. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
This is really exciting because Latinitas is really about girl power and just kind of showing every girl in this city that they can just do whatever they want to be, right?
Yes. We're definitely very much focused on empowering girls, and we do that through media, art, culture, and technology. So we want to promote girl power. We want to promote leadership and confidence building, as well as helping girls get ready for college and start thinking about education as well.
So the Latinitas in Progress in particular, you do 5 different sessions, and can you take us through them and kind of how it all breaks down?
Yes. So this is actually a collaboration with the Hispanic Women's Network of Texas. They are a statewide organization that hosts this program throughout the state. And here locally, we're really excited to be partnering with them, being team members and putting on these events. So we meet once a month. Girls are going to listen to women professionals sharing their career experience and talking about how education played a role in that. We're also going to have a college panel where college students are going to give them an insider's view of what college life is really like. We're going to be guiding the girls through the entire application process. So we'll help them with completing college applications. We're going to give them one-on-one assistance with writing some of their college essays, giving them a lot of editing assistance. We're also going to be taking campus tours. So we're going to be coming to UTEP, for example, going to EPCC and taking tours of those campuses so the girls can see it firsthand what college is really like. And then we're also going to bring in a lot of leaders to talk to the girls about leadership as well and really starting to think about their future.
And can girls come and go, or is it one of those things where you sign up for the series and you're committed to coming once a month?
We're actually looking for girls to make the commitment of enrolling in the entire program. That way, we can also provide them with assistance in editing their college applications and their essays. A really exciting thing about this program is that we're partnering with HWNT, and at the conclusion of the program, the girls who successfully attend all the sessions are going to have a chance to apply for college scholarship specifically for this group sponsored by HWNT. So that's a great incentive and motivation, yes, to keep the girls engaged. So we're also excited to be supporting them financially with HWNT being able to provide that scholarship.
Now, is there a cap to how many girls can participate?
We're eliminating this local group to up to 30 girls.
Okay, so this kicks off next week. So let's say I'm a mom and I just heard this and I want my girl to sign up. How do I get her signed up?
For more information, people can call us at 219-8554. They can also email us at hwntelpaso@gmail.com, or they can visit our website at laslatinitas.com.
Nice. Okay, so you have this progress program going on, but then in doing research about your program, I saw that you have another really cool event coming up on January 30th, which is called Healthy Chica. That also looks like a great event that also anyone can participate in.
Yes. So Latinitas has a full calendar of events for girls. We have clubs that we offer in partnership with different schools. We have conferences, and then we also have camps that we offer during the summer and spring break. The Healthy Chica event is one of our conferences. It's part of the Chica Power Academy. So we're actually doing monthly conferences for preteens. So this is open for girls 9 to 14, and the girls are going to get a chance to participate in Healthy Chica in January. We're partnering up with El Paso First, so they're going to be hosting us there. The girls are going to get to learn about confidence. They're going to get to learn about wellness. They're also going to learn about mental health and just kind of how to de-stress and how to take care of themselves. And then we're going to have a lot of tips on how they can be healthy and make healthy choices. So we'll have fitness activities. We're going to have dance and Zumba and yoga. We're also going to have a nutrition class and tips on how girls can make healthy snacks and smoothies. And then we're also going to have some health professionals talking about their career in health, as well as different health topics that are important for girls to know about.
And really, this is a crucial age for girls. I feel like something happens in middle school where you kind of decide, you know what, I'm going to keep going, power forth, and it's okay if you're, you know, a little off or, you know, a little bit smarter than everybody else. Or I've also seen that be the place where, you know what, I'm going to lose interest in certain subjects and kind of give in more to social pressures, if you will. Is that why you chose that age group?
Yes. So we're definitely seeing that there's a drop when you get girls in middle school in terms of their self-esteem.
What do you think it is?
I think it's multiple factors. I think media has a component to do with it. Girls are being faced with a lot of media messages that they need to look perfect, that they need to be like these models, and they're very unrealistic standards of beauty. I think our society and media and social media puts a lot of pressure on girls to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of media makes it look like beauty is the most important thing for girls to be thinking about. Right. So all of that pressure really gets to girls. And this is also a time when their bodies are going through a lot of changes rapidly, and they're still kind of trying to feel more comfortable in their own skin. So that's part of the reason why we really wanted the girls to participate in this. So we're boosting their confidence and talking to them about being healthy, but in ways where it's not just like you need to lose weight to look like this model, but you are taking care of yourself both inside and out.
Right, right. And that's really, really important, you know. And then once you get that self-value, all that other stuff kind of goes to the wayside. But it's quite the lesson to learn as a young woman. And I think even as grown women, you know, we still kind of are always down on ourselves. And it somehow always goes back to looks. But I don't know. I think we're all beautiful.
Yes, I agree. Definitely.
So tell us, how can people learn about the Healthy Chica event and how can they get involved with it?
The Healthy Chica event is open to the public. It's actually open to girls 9 and up. To register, moms can call us at 219-8554. They can also email us at latinitaselpaso@yahoo.com or visit us online at latinitaselpaso.com.
Is there any charge for the event?
No, the event's free.
Oh, wow. That's even all the more reason to do it.
Yes.
Well, Alicia, thank you so much for all the work that you do and all the empowerment that you're giving to the young women of this city. And our doors are open to you. So everybody listening, take advantage of the programs that Latinitas have to offer. You can follow them at latinitaselpaso.com. And you can find all the information that you need about the program there. Today, my guest has been Alicia Rascón from Latinitas.
Thank you for having me.